Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Sully, 1 to 130. The college football coach rankings from? Who?
Alphon Sports.
A publication I once wrote for. Cy Wren, let's do this. God, I cannot wait for college football. By the way, we are only about 60 days from college football. 60!
Crazy, which is bittersweet because that means summer's flying by.
Oh, screw summer. Bring back my college Saturdays.
All right, let's just start out with a random name towards the end of the list. What do you think of this guy over at UNLV? Tony Sanchez at 118. Just a terrible coach.
Well, how many years has Sanchez been there? Because wasn't he the coach at Bishop Gorman?
Correct. No bowl appearances through 4 years.
Yeah, you know what? I know it's a bad job, and I know nobody really wants it, but the angle they hired him for was recruiting and local legend. You've been there 4 years, you haven't made a bowl game? How many games do you want?
Not a lot. It doesn't even give his whole record here.
All right. You know what? Then you kind of belong there. I don't know. You'd like to believe you could go 6-6 1 year. And it's year four.
Okay, here we go. 16-32 under his watch.
Yeah, it's not cutting it.
All right, next coach. Let's jump ahead to number 108 in the country. Chris Ash at Rutgers.
I think Chris Ash is one of the worst coaches in America. I mean, I understand Rutgers is bad, but he took over and this program turned into like Kansas State 1975. I mean, it is deplorable. I mean, what has Chris Ash done that makes him any better than 130? Rutgers has been beaten, you know, 70-3. They're not bringing in any talent. They're awful to watch. Their stadium's empty. I'd put Ash way below Tony Sanchez.
He has to do something this year.
Why is he still there?
I don't know, because it's Rutgers.
Who does he have pictures of?
Yeah.
I'd say he's one of the five worst coaches in the country.
Number 99, let's stay within the Big Ten Conference. How about this name? Lovie Smith, Illinois, at 99.
I think it's too low, and I'll tell you why. All right, it's a bad situation, and I know Lovie, with his beard, looks like he's 85. But I think old Lovie is stirring the drink a little bit. They're starting to recruit really well at Illinois, and I'll let you draw your own conclusions on that. But there are not 98 coaches better than Lovie Smith. I mean, this is a man who worked in the NFL for a long time. I think Lovie Smith is better than that, but I don't know how long old Lovie's going to be there. A, because he looks 85, and B, kind of weird how they're starting to get really good players there.
It's sack time!
You know, I'm kind of wondering if it's Juice Williams and Rashad Mendenhall 2.0 again, but whatever.
One guy ranked ahead of him, number 92, local school, Jim McElwain at Central Michigan.
I thought he was terrible at Florida. I don't understand why he would ever be employed at CMU. And I will say that's overrated. I think Jim McElwain is awful.
Clay Helton, USC at 87.
Awful. Figurehead, placeholder for Urban Meyer in 2020 at USC.
70. Herm Edwards, Arizona State.
Wow. Okay, as a football coach, there aren't 70 better guys.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a zillion years old. He doesn't know the college game. He's got his former agent as his AD. And it's such a weird power system down there. I'll say he's appropriately rated.
You're wrong again.
Sure.
52. You'll recognize this name, Pat Narduzzi from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been kind of a bust at Pitt. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, Pat is totally inflexible with his defense. He still thinks he's got Darquez Denard out there trying to play press man quarter. He's recruiting well, but they need to win some games now. Pat's had some really nice wins, including beating Clemson, and then he's had some really bad losses, like getting choked out by Duke. So Pat better get it together this year, and have a really nice year, or I wonder if his seat could be hot at Pitt.
Checking in at 51.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
From LSU. 51?
I don't have any of those drops on my board anymore. Tell him about it, JoJo. No, it's not too low.
Tell him about it, JoJo.
Because Ed Orgeron is a great quote. He gives a great speech. He looks deranged and awesome on the sidelines. He talks like a cartoon character. But when it comes down to coaching, he's probably a great D-line coach and a great recruiter who's managed to get head coaching jobs. He was a disaster at Ole Miss. He was a disaster out at USC. And I don't know that he's going to get LSU home. I'm rooting for him because I think he's genuinely a fun guy. Interesting guy. Fun fact, when he was the head coach at Ole Miss, he would knock down 4 Red Bulls before noon.
Wow.
Great book. There was a great book written about Ed Orgeron in part, and Sly Kroom. It's by Bruce Feldman. It's called Meat Market.
Yeah.
Really interesting book. Carry on.
Jump ahead to number 21.
Go Cats.
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern.
All right. Now, Jake is screening our calls today, and he's a proud Northwestern alum. I'm going to offer you my take, and then Jake can make fun of this. I think Pat Fitzgerald's one of the 15 best coaches in the country. I think Pat is awesome. And to me, I think he's crazy. Now, don't get mad, Jake. I think he's crazy if he doesn't leave at some point because there's only so much you can do. But I think Fitzgerald, class, credibility, hard-nosed, does a great job. I think Fitz is underrated on this list. Jake agrees.
Let's rapid-fire these last few. James Franklin, 12.
Dirtbag, overrated, low-class, boner jam. I think James Franklin's a boob. I think Tom Moorhead made him at Penn State. I don't think James Franklin is anything good other than conning families into send their kids there. I think James Franklin sucks. Overrated.
Lincoln Riley at 7.
Lincoln Riley's a god. Underrated. I think Lincoln Riley is an absolute beast.
Brian Kelly, 11.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Brian Kelly shouldn't even be at Notre Dame anymore. Totally overrated.
And Gary Patterson at 6.
I'm going to say overrated again. I need to see TCU do a little more. I mean, again, he's built the program, and they got a beautiful new stadium. But, man, I always feel like TCU in a big ball game, they take the gas pipe. I'll say a little overrated there.
Saban and Dabo, obviously, 1-2, respectively.
No issue.
Chris Peterson, 3.
Stud Buffin.
Jimbo Fisher, 4.
Bum, overrated con artist.
Kirby Smart, 5.
Appropriate. He's got to beat Bama to crack the top 5.
Let's finish with Mark D'Antonio, 9, one spot below Jim Harbaugh at 8.
No, that's stupid. I mean, there's nothing I can tell you. One guy's done stuff, the other guy hasn't. Now, if Mark doesn't fire his golf buddies at some point, or this offense can't score in a whorehouse again, then Mark should have a 0 after number 10. He should be number 100.
Benito.
It's malpractice. It's malfeasance. Harbaugh to me at 8, I don't know. What has he done? Pound the week, lose to the good teams, don't win the Big Ten, don't beat Ohio State. All right, well, if that's good for you, put him at 8. I think Harbaugh is much more appropriate around 15.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.